This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back at the University of Mary, our broadcast today on What's on Your Mind, here for a special day. In fact, I'll just go ahead and tell you right. Well, no, I can't. I'll tell you this hour, though. You're going to find out who is going to be receiving today at a special lunch at the University of Mary, a Virtuous Leadership Recognition Award from the University of Mary. Monsignor Shea, Jerome Richter, and the award recipient coming up here in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. On the program, looking forward to that. Kelly Armstrong, by the way, tomorrow on the program, Senator Hogan later this week. Of course, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday. Tuesday, we're back in Arizona for quite an event. There's actually a big delegation going down there, House members, Senate members, to see a little bit of what we saw when we were there the last time. And that is the demonstration from Fisher Industries and what they can build. In the way of wall, two miles a day, up to 2 miles per day they would get to once they get started. So that's pretty extraordinary compared to what's been done so far. Then Wednesday we'll be at the White House talking about opportunity zones. And they've told us to expect a conversation with someone that occupies the Oval Office. So by golly, we'll be doing that again. We're looking forward to it very much. We had one last question for Chet Pollard we didn't get to in the last segment. I want to play that, and then we're going to bring in our next guest from the University of Mary on the program today, talk a little bit about international students and about continuing education on the program today. And that is Chet Pollard. Chet, of course, the House Majority Leader. The question that we asked him was, he had mentioned the issue where there were differences with the governor, and it happened to be, in his case, over the issue of the increase in driver's fees, right, the transportation driver's license fees. And Chet had made a pretty impassioned, plea to his fellow members to not go along with the governor on that. And ultimately, the legislature did go along with the governor, and that is in place. So I asked him, as a lot of people say there, was that, a tough way to start your tenure as a legislative leader? Was it a shot at your leadership? Here's what he said.
Oh, I would say that's a possibility, and that if that's the way folks want to look at it, have at it. I can't help that. You know, I've got to worry about the direction we're going the next vote after that. There will be other things that come forward that are going to be more important than the driver's license vote that we had. Now, is the governor going to veto some other votes? Very possibly. I can't predict that.
What do you expect? What do you think is most likely to receive a veto?
I honestly can't go there because I've heard a lot of rumors, but until I talk to the governor or he sends a message he's vetoing something, I'll worry about that at the time it happens. But for us to worry about, the driver's license fee increase was about $2.50 a year. I mean, that's really not a lot for us to lose sleep over. And so there'll be more important bills. I have some in mind, but I really wouldn't want to say at this juncture that will test my leadership at that time.
Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, joining us for a conversation just kind of on a whole bunch of fronts, and we appreciate it very much, no question about it. He and Rich Wardner have been wonderful to visit with. We had one comment from a texter saying, wait a minute here. You call Moody's the gold standard? And, it is the gold standard for people to use, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. You can like it, not like it, and I hear you. But I will tell you this. What they were saying is I think Eugene Grainer beat him last time. Now, Eugene, he's the gold standard. There's no doubt about it. But, the point is this. The executive branch needs to be able to hire somebody to tell them how much money is going to be generated, what do we have in the way of spending guidelines and all that, and to defund Moody's, who's been doing this for decades, and get some group that didn't do too good to open is just something a little goofy. But again, it's in the weeds. There's no doubt about that. I totally understand where people are coming from there and understand. So, all right, we are going to chat now with Shelby Emdyke. Shelby is the University of Mary's Assistant Director of Retention. And we're going to talk about a couple of issues we want you to know about that are happening at the University of Mary right now. How are you, Shelby?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the program today to tell us a little bit about continuing education.
Yes, continuing education. We just wanted to get the word out that the University of Mary does offer continuing education for both teachers and other state officials or state federal public entities. If someone is looking for continuing ed credit or dinner workshop credit for some workshops or conferences that they've been hosting, that we are available to transcribe those credits for them. And the process is fairly simple, and it really goes back to the mission of the university and just our history of education. The mission of the university, of course, is that our Benedictine sisters, we're here to serve the people of this region and beyond, and the sisters have been doing this and educating teachers since its founding, which is going to be 60 years this year.
That's neat. Now, so you say it's an easy process. So give me an example of somebody, you know, in other words, you're saying that the continuing education doesn't necessarily need to be here. But
it doesn't. No, it can be, for example, it can be a conference in Fargo. We've had out-of-state conferences come through our system. It can be really be anywhere. But the process is fairly simple. What the provider would need to do would be to go to our website, which would be www.umary.edu. They go to our admissions tab, find the continuing ed and professional development, and then they can just click the submission button, and they can fill out the application from there. And we ask pretty simple questions about the conference or the programming taking place, what the outcomes and objectives are, what the audience will be, that kind of stuff. And they can simply just submit it from there, and then we'll get back to them with an approval and a registration link for their students or participants.
That sounds good. Are you doing continuing education here as well?
We are. So we do offer some online self-paced classes for teachers who are maybe in need of that one other credit for licensure renewal. And then we also offer some self-paced online classes for our EMS individuals in the state of North Dakota. So we offer 1-hour self-paced NCCR courses, and they can take those and then use those credits for renewal. Their license.
As you say, this is nothing new to the University of Mary.
No,
educating teachers for a long time, since day one, right?
Yep, and, you know, I don't know if how many people know, but the Benedictine sisters, when they stepped off the train in 1878, they started the school the very next day. So it's really been...
Don't you think you'd kind of unwind a little, maybe unpack,
yeah,
you know, and
yep.
Kind of where are we going to stay?
Yep.
What?
But they started the very next day, and we really haven't looked back ever since.
That's why they were here. They were going to get about the business of doing it. So.
Yep, and I think we should also include that the application for submitting the credit or the GWC application is free for that organization. So there's no cost to them. The only cost that is associated with the continuing ed credit is for the individual taking the credit. And that's $45 per credit. Sometimes classes can be one to, you know, three credits, and those would be $45 per credit for that individual taking it. And then it would be $20 for a CEU.
Well, that's very interesting. How important is it for teachers to remain sort of on the edge, right? In other words, and they're busy, they got a lot going on, but talk a little bit about the give back, if you will, or the payback, if you will, from putting this time in.
Yeah, so, you know, the University of Mary pays great attention to the needs of the region, and we know that throughout North Dakota there's a need for expert and highly trained educators, especially in our rural areas. School administrators and teachers need to have access to the training and continuing ed to keep pace with their current state of education and in order to serve their students wherever they are. And, you know, we just are dedicated to those teachers to remain in the leading edge of instructional expertise. And they literally are forming the future of their students.
That's pretty amazing. Did you want to tell me something about international students you're doing, too?
Yeah, that's the other side of my job. I do work with our international students, so all the F1 students that come to the University of Mary, so that's always
exciting.
What's
an F1 student?
So an F1 student is a student who's on a student visa.
They've got a visa specifically to come to school.
Yep, to study in the States.
Do they usually... you know, so they're looking for a school. They're saying, hey, here's where I go. They find the school, and then they apply for the F1 visa, or do they come here with it and then say, I like the school?
Yes, so it's a kind of a lengthy process. So the student would actually have to be accepted. accepted to the institution, wherever they're going, they would have to have an acceptance letter. Then they'll come to the international office, wherever that may be. That office will issue them what they call an I-20. The I-20 then is shipped to them. They take that to the U.S. Embassy or consult, and will go for the visa application.
How many international students?
Sure. So we have about 100 on campus, and that's through our traditional programming and our worldwide programming. And we have 42 different countries represented on campus.
And do most of them want to come here for the education and return home, or are they looking for opportunities in the U.S.?
Yep. They'll want to. A lot of them will come to the U.S. to study English, look for different educational opportunities. Sometimes that does lead to a different type of sponsorship, so an H-1B sponsorship with an organization or employer in the States, but sometimes it doesn't, so then they'll usually return back home.
That's interesting. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, I think that's it. Like I said, if individuals do want to submit the application for continuing ed, that application is free, and they can do that by going to our website under admissions and then continuing and professional ed.
One of the things that the University of Mary has always done very, very well is pay attention to where the needs of the region are. In other words, not, okay, we're going to put out what we put out because that's what schools put out. It's what do we need? Where are the needs? And you see that in nursing. You see that in teachers.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So it's really great to know that there is somebody just watching where there's a need for an expert or a highly trained educator. And certainly in the rural areas, administrators and teachers need to have the same access to training that people do in the bigger cities. So we're glad you're doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
You betcha. Shelby Amdike. I bet your husband's from Linton. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Is he
okay? Yes. Yeah. Just guessing. I don't know. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this. Let's talk office furniture. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here from the What's On Your Mind program. When I'm behind the microphone on the show, I'm sitting in a Herman Miller chair from Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. They are great to work with. We absolutely love everything they do. Bought about every piece of furniture for our new office from the folks at Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. But this Herman Miller chair is a gold standard. It's unbelievable. This is the Aeron that I'm in. And, you know, it's a high-performance work chair, empowers the body so you stay comfortable as you work, dynamic fit. You can customize it so you adapt the chair to your different daily activities. I love that. Ergonomic support, too. So, you know, those of us that sit for a long time in a chair, we've got that support. And that adjustable back support, too, supports, you know, a more natural support to the spine. It's fantastic. There's three different sizes to pick from. Herman Miller, the brand in office chairs. From Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design, Fargo and Bismarck. Online at interofficefargo.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back at the University of Mary today on What's on Your Mind? Schweitzer's is on my mind. That's right, I'm hungry for some North Dakota beef. That's nothing new, though. Don't you just love North Dakota beef? Oh, my gosh. And they've got it all right there in the case for you. You just walk in, you start drooling. It's just unbelievable. And same thing with the sausages. They're just very, very good. Now, if you've not been to Schweitzer's, just take a little stroll through there, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Buy yourself some things, take it home, throw it on the grill, and then you'll call and say, Scott, thank you. That was very good of you. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, they are located between Dan's Supermarket and Runnings, right on Washington, okay? Just between there, you can't miss them, if you know that, what they're between, right there. And you just tell them Scott sent you, and they'll take good care of you. 21 minutes past the hour on What's on Your Mind. We are live today at the University of Mary. We are here for a very special day, and with me is the president of this fine institution, our friend President Shea. How are you?
Great to be with you, Scott. Great to be with all your listeners.
Good to see you, and Jerome Rupter is here as well. Hello, Jerome.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
Tell us why we're here. Tell us the big news. I've saved it till now. I've not said it.
Well, Scott, thank you. And that's hard for you to pull off.
Yeah, I don't like keeping scoops secret. No.
A man who has private information and on the radio, it's tough to hold back. But we are super honored this morning, Scott, to honor a person who is a perfect example of what we mean when we say virtuous leadership. Mark Peterson, who's the founder and the retired CEO of Westcon Industries. It's Westcon Billfinger now. But he's been somebody that the University of Mary has admired for years and years and years. One of his sons, Graham, was out here, played basketball out here, graduated out here. He's known the University of Mary. And to be able to bring him to the university here to honor him with the Virtuous Leadership Award does something very beautiful for us. It gives us an example to put in front of our students of what it means to be a man of character, a woman of character, a business person of character, and Mark is that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, glad to have you here today. Looking forward to the lunch. And, Monsignor, once again, it's hard not to smile ear to ear when you see the University of Mary recognizing virtue among us.
Well, here we are in the new Lumen Vitae University Center. And so if your listeners were here and could look, there's students walking all over past us. What Jerome just said is absolutely true. We're always looking for an opportunity not simply to tell our students what it means to live a great life, but to show them.
Yeah.
And so part of our big responsibility is to find men and women in our community, in North Dakota, in our region, who exemplify what it means to live well, to live in service to God and country and neighbor, to really put one's heart into one's daily work, and then to give back to the community which has given so much to you. We want our students to learn that message. And so this is a beautiful day for the University of Mary because we're able to hold up Mark Peterson as an exemplar of virtue, an exemplar of ethical responsibility, a strong Christian man who loves his family, who loves his community, who's been good to those who work for him, those entrusted to his care. And all of that comes together, education, since the time of the Greeks, has been a conversation about virtue. In our time, sometimes that gets forgotten. But virtue, which is excellence, virtus, excellence, is something which education is meant to instill. If we simply say that education is about equipping young people for the skills that they need for their career, we're selling them short. It's about the formation of their minds, hearts, and souls, too. And so we want them to be great accountants and nurses and business people. But more than that, we want them to be great moms and dads and bosses and colleagues and contributors to their community. Mark's a person like that, and so what a joy to honor him in this way.
And he and I are a little fond of the view here, too. I said on the air, I got to build a studio out here someday and just kind of squirrel away and not let anybody know where the bunker is, but that I can see that, the Missouri, the Bluffs. It's beautiful.
Well, I think if I can say, it points to the virtue or the excellence of the Creator,
yeah,
which he's instilled in us. In other words, when we see that view, we say, holy cow,
yeah,
whoever created that knew what he was doing and has a plan, not just for the world, but for my life, too.
Mark, I have to ask you just on the virtue side. Sometimes business in general gets a bad name of just being about the buck, right? About bigger, and the almighty buck rather than the people that are working for that person or whatever. How did you go to work every day, weaving in the virtues that Monsignor's talking about, knowing you're building a business and hiring people and they provide for them families, but at the same time doing it in a virtuous way?
Well, I believe that it all started with first and foremost, whatever we do, you know, whether it be work, play, whatever, you know, you want to do it right, do it proper. And so starting the business, it obviously, it seemed like a monumental task and so forth, but it's kind of like what they say, eating an elephant. You know, you eat it one bite at a time. But that eating it one bite at a time is about eating it right and doing it right. So I think the whole thing, the whole purpose of it was, you know, looked at it from the very beginning of, you know, every day back years ago when we started, and every day was a struggle. But at least, you know, if you felt that you'd done it right, if you felt that you gave the client what he expected, what was right, if you took care of the employee the way that the employee needs to be taken care of, that things would work out. And that is really how, that was the business plan of Westcon, always was. That was our growth plan, was to take care of the client, take care of our employees, and growth would come. And that's how it all went.
So it's really just embedded in you, we're going to do it right, and that means taking care of the customer, taking care of the people that are doing the work for us.
That's right.
Yeah. Fascinating. And look what you built. Pretty big elephant, by the way. you know, pretty. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was telling them I was going to be here. And they were up from Tioga, and they said, oh, that gas plant, man. I remember very well. When, you know, it was a big deal for Tioga. You guys built that how long ago?
Well, we started in Tioga back in the very, by the mid-'80s, mm-hmm. early 80s, and have done a lot of their expansion, their field expansion. They're out, you know, they're out in the fields, and in their plant expansion, we've done a big portion of their biggest of their last expansion.
Did you set out to build big things? Is that what you wanted to accomplish?
Well, I don't think not necessarily big things. I think we took opportunities as they came, whether they were a small project, whether they're a mid-sized project, and whether they're and that, obviously through growth through the years and we were able to take on bigger projects, and we just did that, you know, took on large projects as we were able, as we had the capabilities to do so.
What would you say, I mean, if you had to rattle off your top three proudest projects, what would they be?
Oh.
Like picking your favorite kids, I'm sorry to do that to you. But
probably one of the larger ones and the last ones, which was the DPR refinery out in Dickinson, North Dakota. That started from an idea. MDU came and wondered what we could do, what we could do together, and so that was planned from nothing, and working with the client and working with our people, and we went from nothing to building the latest gas plant, or refinery that's been built in the United States.
Long time. They're doing some really neat things now, too.
Yeah.
Save two and three for after the break. How about that?
Okay.
All right. More on that list and more of our conversation with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary today. Big day today on the campus. A Virtuous Leadership Award given to Mark Peterson. We're chatting with him today on the program, and we'll continue after this timeout. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. We're all starting to think spring, baseball, fishing, camping. I love it all! And I love me some Pizza Corner Pizzas. Made with quality meat and veggie toppings and loaded with cheese, Pizza Corner Pizzas are a staple to the North Dakota way of life. And you can't go wrong with the crust. Soft and fluffy to the eye, yet crispy and crunchy to the bite. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Snag one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include 4,800 acres of exceptional cropland and clay in Norman counties in Minnesota. This offering features 28 parcels ranging in size from 80 to 320 acres. 25 of the 28 parcels have a soil productivity index in the 90s. This represents one of the best cropland offerings in a generation. This will be a Pfeiffer's online auction on May 3rd, 2019. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. questions of Attorney General Bill Barr at a House hearing today go beyond the special counsel's Russia report, and some believe the AG suggested in one exchange on health care that he does not think the Affordable Care Act will be declared unconstitutional. It came as Pennsylvania Congressman Democrat Matt Cartwright suggested it's outrageous that the Trump administration is now supporting a case that's seeking that, saying tens of millions of Americans would lose their health care coverage.
And 750,000 from Pennsylvania alone, right?
I'm just saying that if you think it's such an outrageous position, you have nothing to worry about. Let the courts do their job.
As for the Mueller report, Barr says he expects to release the entire report, though in redacted form, within a week. Democrats are still demanding access to the full unredacted report, as well as substantiating evidence. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Back at the University of Mary today on What's On Your Mind, having a grand old time. Great day at the University of Mary, although I'm pretty sure every day is a great day. I know that I have a great day every time I'm out here and look forward to it, and certainly very special when the Virtuous Leadership Award is given, and a special lunch today honoring Mark Peterson from WESCON, and now WESCON Bilfinger. And by the way, it is it's now an entity that is growing all across the nation. So headquarters here in Bismarck, but offices in Texas and Canton, Ohio, and Blair, Nebraska, and Sinclair, Wisconsin. So pretty amazing story we're talking about with Mark today. We're brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. My friend Mike Lindell is going to join us next week to talk about this movie, Unplanned. If you've not seen it, go see it. It's really well done. Jerome is nodding his head, so I think I heard from your wife that you saw this movie already, so you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good show. Yeah. A good movie. Anyway, Mike donated $1 million to make that movie happen. So he is, in addition to selling a lot of pillows, really a great philanthropist and does a lot of good work. And the new Giza Dream Sheets are the, well, they're the deal, the real deal right now. Giza cotton is grown, of course, in a very, very, very interesting place in the Mediterranean where they grow the best cotton on the planet. He finds that cotton, he puts it in sheets, and now there's Dream Sheets. So the Giza Dream Sheets are 30% off if you use the promo code SCOTT when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. All right, back with more of our conversation. My senior Shea is here, Jerome Richter is here, Mark Peterson here as well. So, Mark, you were telling me a little bit about some of your favorite projects. You got a few others?
Well, probably probably the others that were probably the most rewarding, and we started from very basic, doing a little turnaround, or not a turnaround, but a little T&M project for a client, and the client was Lindy and One Oak. And Lindy, One Oak was a client, Lindy was the EPC engineering contractor, and we were the contractor. And what we did is we built six 100 and 200 million scuff gas plants up in the North Dakota, up around Watford City, Williston, and so on and so forth. And
you're the Ray Kroc of gas plants. It sounds
we were
like
the general contractors, and we quickly learned what to do, how to do them. Even though it's industrial construction, there's something unique about every industry out there. And they were very rewarding. We were able to satisfy our clients very well. They were very profitable jobs. And we were able to really build up our management resume and our industrial resume through those projects. And that just led us to do, you know, larger and bigger projects. But they were really projects that grounded us and really, you know, brought us to the forefront where we knew what we were doing within industrial construction and so forth.
Jerome and Monsignor, join me in questions for Mark here. I could go all day asking these questions about these things, but I do. Yeah, I wonder what you guys think, too.
No, it's absolutely right, Scott, that we could be talking about the different projects that Mark has done. But what I'm most intrigued by, and again, it goes back to what Monsignor was saying and I was saying earlier, Mark is a person of such tremendous character and ingenious and hard work that you kind of want to go back to the beginning. At least I do. I have a 17-year-old Mark that is going to soon be going into college and thinking about what he's going to do with his life, and he's starting to talk engineering, he's starting to talk construction. And to have the wisdom of somebody like a Mark Peterson talking to him or to our students that we have out here, I feel like we should almost go back to how did you get here? I mean, your plan wasn't to all of a sudden be building a million barrel ethanol plants and gasification plants and everything at 18. So how did it all happen?
Well, actually, construction wasn't even on my mind when I originally started. I grew up in Minnesota, and I really wanted to farm. It's what I really wanted to do. And like anything, no, you just don't start farming. It takes equity to do it. So construction, they were building out in the Dakotas at the time, they were building power plants, lignite, coal-fired lignite power plants. And I was able to get on with a contractor that was out of Minnesota, and I came out here. And after a couple years of that, and my whole intent was to just save enough money to be able to someday go back to Minnesota and secure a loan and an agricultural loan and get and start farming. But I really, I really felt that I really liked the construction industry. I felt that it was something that I knew how to do and knew how to work it and do it. So there were several of us that decided we had been running projects for different contractors, and we just decided to get together and start our own company. And that was in 1981. Hmm. And we started out little bit with nothing. We bought a welding rig. We bought a truck, put a welding rig on it, and we went out there to start working pipelines out in western North Dakota.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And but just pure, you know, desire and willingness to work and willingness to train people and work with people. And by the way, none of this was done by one person. Absolutely not. It was done by good people.
Sure.
And I think that's probably the single biggest thing that I was able to do was to read people, to bring good people together. And so this was done on the backs of an awful lot of awful good people, hardworking, dedicated, honest, loyal people.
You know, Monsignor, what I got out of Mark's story there is that, you know, he wanted to be a farmer. And, you know, there's all kinds of kids, you know, Jerome saying maybe engineering, but good Lord leads you in a different direction. You know, opportunity presents itself. You know, I guess it's a good lesson not necessarily be rigid about, no, this is what I said I was going to do, and listen a little bit too, isn't it?
Well, it's really important to take life as it comes and to understand that God's will for our lives unfolds in just that way. What's interesting is I hear Mark speak, you know, our principles about virtuous leadership here at the University of Mary are a bringing together of the elements of the great tradition of Western education. And so we say that for a person to be a virtuous leader, first they need to have magnanimity, which is an old Greek virtue, which just means greatness of soul. In other words, they have to have an understanding of their own dignity and that they were created not to just lay around, but to really contribute and to do great things. And so that greatness of soul, that magnanimity is absolutely essential in order to be a virtuous leader. But and that was a great insight of the Greeks. you know, who in a certain sense founded Western education. But we bring that together with the great Christian ideal of humility. Of humility, realizing that any greatness that we can achieve isn't our own. It's given to us. It's granted to us. It's through other people that we know, and most of all, it's given to us by God, who created us and who sustains us in life. And so when I hear Mark speak, and when we consider, you know, the things that he's been able to accomplish in his life with a great team of people whom he's led very humbly, we see that the elements are there: greatness of soul and humility, bringing together the very best that we can be as human beings with the teaching of Christ, who teaches us that leadership is service, first of all, and that any greatness that we have is a gift which is meant to be given away in love. That, to me, is a great message and a great lesson of what it means to be a virtuous leader. We're sure glad to have Mark with us today.
I always hear in my head something I picked up here the first time we awarded the Virtuous Leadership Award to Martha, and that was, you know, what is virtue? The habitual choosing of what is good.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So this goes back to my first question here, to say, okay, well, you know, what did you set out to do? Well, you set out to do a good deal for the client, right? Treat the client right, treat the employee right, and that's doing it. And you just do it over and over and over again. All of a sudden, you're, looking at an offer for the company that about probably choked a horse, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and talk a little bit about that. You built something big, and then you had the opportunity to sell it. Was that hard?
Yes, yeah, it was real hard, but it's reality. Not getting younger, nobody is. What I wanted to do was, you know, I knew that reality is that we just get older and we pass on, but I wanted this company to be much more than just a company that took care of me and the employees. I wanted this to be a legacy company, to take care of employees that helped me build the company for years yet to come, and so on. So the big, you know, that reality hit. And it was actually my son who, when he graduated from Mary, that he convinced me that, hey, Dad, you know, what are you doing? What's the future here, and so forth. So that was where I really started realizing that, you know, I have to look out for the future of the company. And through research working with investment bankers, just realized that, you know, what is the best way to keep a company going after I leave? And that's what I did. That's when I, you know, realized that the best thing to do with the company is to sell it, you know, get it, try to figure out who is the best, to try to pick out the future owner of the company and so forth. So that's what I did. But it was very hard. I mean, this was my life, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of sacrifices were made, a lot of challenges were made, a lot of tough times throughout life to build a company. So it was a very hard decision, a very trying decision, but it's one that had to be made.
Interesting that your son started the conversation, because, you know, I mean, that's probably not an easy conversation to have, too. Hey, Dad, what you're not going to be here forever. Well, hey, thanks a lot. But really, it's a kind of conversation that you need to have, right? To force a decision, think about it, and how many of your generation just keep their head down and build, and, you know, then all of a sudden Uncle Sam gets it all. That's no good, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Fascinating conversation. We're chatting today with the founder of Westcon. Now, Bill Finger, Westcon, still headquartered here, and as I mentioned earlier, companies, locations all throughout the nation, now a national company. And we have a couple minutes left. When we come back, wrap up the conversation, talk a little bit about today's lunch and some things that will happen, and again, more on this wonderful award, the Virtuous Leadership Award that happens at the University of Mary. So it is wonderful. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Chose Investments. By the way, if you have a dream, it's on the drawing board, and you're thinking, what do I want to do with that dream? They can help you, especially when it comes to buying or selling land, as well as developing office space or leasing office space. They've been doing this for 4 decades, so they make dreams come true. Call Monty, Scott, and the crew at Chose Investments. They will help you do just exactly that. You can find them online at choseinvestments.com. That's KJOS Investments.com. Choseinvestments.com. Give them a call. Tell them Scott sent you. 16 before the top of the hour. We're live today at the University of Mary. Don't forget, next week, back to the border in Arizona for a demonstration with members of the Senate and the House with Fisher Industries, and then Wednesday at the White House. on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, live from the University of Mary today. Best view of any talk show host on the planet today. I have it. I guarantee you, nobody can top this anywhere. I challenge him to send me a picture of a better view than this, that's for sure. Congressman Kelly Armstrong tomorrow. Governor Doug Burgum tomorrow on the program, so stay tuned for that. Looking forward to that. Friday, Victor Davis Hanson. I love Victor Davis Hanson. He is just one of those wise... He's a Hoover Institution guy, so he's at Stanford a lot, but he's written the book, The Case for Trump, from an intellectual, which doesn't happen every day. So we look forward to hearing a little bit about that. And Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall Friday, too. So just stay tuned to all of that. Lots of open phone time tomorrow on the program, so we're looking forward to that, too. More of our conversation from the University of Mary with a virtuous leader today who will receive the Virtuous Leadership Award. How many of these now, Jerome? I know about every award that comes from the University of Mary is really a Virtuous Leadership Award, but this one's actually named Virtuous Leadership.
Yeah, so it's one of our newer awards, but a very prestigious one, and Mark would be the fourth that has received this. And we hope many more to come, but you have Jim Arthot, Kathy Nesset, who have received it before. I'm forgetting the third one, but Mark is our fourth. And so it's just a privilege to have him here and for him to accept it. It wasn't easy. I had to twist his arm for some time. I think it was about almost 2 years ago I first stopped in to offer it to Mark, to talk to him about it. And his humility was just too much for me to overcome at the time.
It was just quite common, obviously, with great leaders. They don't want the recognition. They want to give it to their people.
Yep.
You know, and you do have an incredible team that helped build it. You've mentioned that, you know, today on the program about the folks that have been here as long as you have. Why did you finally say yes? Was it about the University of Mary, about wanting to be here, be on campus, and share your story with the University of Mary students and leaders?
Well, the University of Mary is obviously a institution that's been in this community for quite some time, and it's a very, very highly regarded institution. I'm just amazed when I come out here today to see the not only just to see the buildings, mm-hmm. to see the brick and mortar, but to see all the students, and you can see, you know, there's fire in their eyes. It's, you know,
and
people are they appear to be happy to be here. They appear that they want to be here, and I know they are. And of course, the new program that Mary has now with the engineering program, and that hits closer to home too, because we do that. And it was just great opportunity to come out here. But I think probably more so that probably finally realize that maybe I should accept the award is because I think the people that have worked with me and the managers that have been with me for so long, that really it's an award for them.
Yeah.
And so the right thing to do is accept it and not look at it as something for me, but look at it as something for the people that helped build the company.
Jerome was sharing a story about your time building the company and having to balance things. Obviously, at home, every great leader, you know, wrestles with that, about how in the world you continue to be all things that you need to be and not just, you know, focus only on the business. Talk about how you balanced it. How did you build a company and lead a family?
Well, I don't know that I could say that I was great at balancing anything, you know. I would imagine that my children would probably say that I was poor at balancing that. But the point of it is that it had to be done. My wife was diagnosed with MS back in the mid-80s, and she had chronic progressive 2 MS and deteriorated quite rapidly and eventually passed away. And during that time, we were growing as a company, but my family really backed me. Great kids. They took care of themselves. They'd done what they could to help. They encouraged me. My children are Renee, Graham, and Kimberly, and they were just wonderful, wonderful kids, and without them, I could have never done it. They were still going to school. They were still going to high school. And so it was a real challenge. But through that, through the support of my children, through the support of my coworkers and my colleagues at work, the managers I have, they just grabbed the bull by the horn. And worked with me and helped me through it. And it literally became a family. The company became a family, and we always referred to it as the Westcon family. Mm-hmm. Still do it to this day.
Nice. We have about a minute and a half left here. Jerome, you want to talk a little bit about lunch today, and then we'll get my senior
meeting. I want to make one comment on one Mark just spoke about. Knowing a few of his employees and former employees, they've been working for him for years and years and years. Sue Gustafson is here with me. She was kind of my partner in crime to make this happen. And she's been working with Mark for 29 years. There's others at 32 years, 38 years. Great loyalty. And all of them would say that watching Mark, both as a boss, as a father, as a husband, is why they admired him so much. And nobody, like you say, Mark, balances it perfectly. But even Sister Thomas, in speaking of you, watching you with your first wife and how you cared for her and took care of her during those trying times was something that was greatly admired. And so today we're going to have a luncheon for Mark where we'll honor him. There's going to be 90 people there. Jeff Rust of WBI Energy is going to speak in his honor. He is tickled pink to be able to do it. Al Anderson, the former head of Tesoro and also the Department of Commerce, will be speaking. And then a very dear friend of Mark's, Brad Miller of Miller Insulation.
Oh, awesome.
Is happy to be here, and he's a great supporter of the university and the School of Engineering.
Fantastic. Final word, Monsignor?
It's a joy to honor a man like Mark Peterson today, a Christian and a leader and a virtuous man.
Thanks, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lunch coming up. We'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind, folks? Thanks for listening. Remember, 24/7, your comments welcome, 855-200-1776.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.